fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, volume.
It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
It does. Settles in your soul. In your soul. Definitely settles in your soul.
Settled my soul a long time ago.
Amen. A lot of things settled in your soul, brother. Anyway, this is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How about you?
And we're here with our producer, Pat. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm here for you. Good morning.
Good morning. Also, we have Janet Chandler in the studio and our good friend, Chris Kellstrom. You probably all have heard of Chris because he's done our program for us several times. And anyway, we're pretty excited about today. We're going to have a bit of a roundtable. I want to hear what Janet and Chris have to say, and I'm sure you do, too. We are broadcasting live, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM, 605-4567, 530-605-4567, if you want to call in. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, but there is no chat room.
No
chat room. Is there, Pat?
The chat room, Carl pulled the chat room for a little while till we figure out where the trolls are coming from.
Absolutely, yes, because people...
We don't have no stinking trolls.
It's funny, that can all, the trollness can be crafted back to a certain time.
Tell Carl to look towards the left. That's probably where they're coming from.
It depends. It depends. When the left show is playing, the right trolls are in there and vice versa. Pretty funny.
Yeah, there is only one left show.
But yeah. Carl supports free speech. That's the main thing.
Okay. I support free speech, too, unless it's slanderous.
My vote's there, too.
Yeah, unless it's slanderous. But anyway, Janet, my dear, I'd like to hear what you have to say about the recall. And I know that there was something specifically you wanted to talk about, so ladies first.
Some people did, and some people didn't get a mailer this week, and it was sent out by Paid For by Shasta Forward. Reject the recall of Supervisors Rickert, Cementi, and Moti. You know, this mailer is more interesting for what it doesn't say than what it does say. If I were fighting against a recall, I would certainly want to tell the folks why I should not be recalled. I would want to have a list of all the good things that I've done for the county, all of the ways in which I am serving my constituents. I would want to tell people what a person I am that is on their side. This is garbage. It does nothing but slam the other side. It is as if they are entitled to be in their positions, and we have no right to try to remove them. It is full of innuendo, phrases taken out of context. It is trash. However, it does have an address. Shasta Forward, 215 Lake Boulevard, number 577, Redding, California. Why don't you take your mailer to these people, and if they're not there to receive it back, why don't you tape it to their front door or put it on the front of their building? Why don't you send them a letter and tell them what kind of trash and garbage this is? We have the right to recall people. It is a legal process. Let's not get dirty about it. Let's defend our position. They're not defending. All they're doing is slinging mud and excrement.
Now, I heard that the trash can at the Palo Cedro post office was plumb full of those the other day. A friend of mine went in there, and he said the trash can was completely full of them.
Well, that's perfect. Then pick them up. Take them and take them over to 215 Lake Boulevard, number 577, and put them in a stack at their door.
Well, you know, Janet, you were talking about they aren't telling anything they did there. So I heard a Mary Rickert ad the other day, and she did brag about something that was being done in the last last year. She bragged on her ad that not one single business in Shasta County was fined or had their license taken away or anything during COVID, and she was bragging on that. And I'm thinking to myself, you're bragging about this. You shut down the whole stinking county mm-hmm. over threats and no bites, just barks, and you are now bragging. Why don't you brag to those business owners that are out of business now and let them know, hey, good news, guys, you didn't get fined for anything. Nobody pulled your license for anything. Oh, you're out of business. You had to close down your restaurant, or you had to close down your gym, or you had to close down whatever. But good news, you didn't get fined. So we shut the county down, but we didn't get anybody fined at all. I'm going to brag about that. Great idea.
Yeah, we call that tone deaf. They don't get it. They never did get it, and that's why they're being recalled. I think about the literature put out by the recall movement. It is specific. It is lists of reasons why we are recalling, not just trash and excrement being thrown at the supervisors. We're telling them precisely why this recall is taking place. They should have the decency to do the same thing, except perhaps they can't.
Well, we set a record in our state already as of 2 months ago. And that particular record states that we have 69 people in the state of California locally that are being recalled. And that's a record. 31 states have a mechanism to recall, including California, local government officials. 19 states don't even have that recourse. So if you're a commissioner, is what they call their supervisors in Georgia, you can't even be recalled because they don't have that in their constitution or in their bylaws. So, you know, when we look at something that's a legal right, it's something that's constitutionally protected, why in the world is, why did they lawyer up? Why did Comenti and Modi and Rickard lawyer up? Who's Shasta Forward? Was Shasta Forward created before they started giving money? And also, who's paying for all those ads, those radio ads, that are on the FM stations that Comenti and Rickard and Modi do individually? You know, when you look at all this stuff, why are you trying? Why are you so nervous about a legal process? Under criminal investigation, what does that mean?
No, it's a corrupt campaign. What's corrupt about it? If it were corrupt, the county clerk and the elections office would be down on them.
Well, you know, Janet, that's such a great point. Janet makes a really good point. She's going to expound on that. The Record Searchlight had said that that it's standard procedure for the DA, as and also KRCR said that it was standard procedure for the DA to look into to maybe some fraudulent situations in a campaign or in any kind of legal mechanism. But as Janet's going to explain right now, that isn't normal procedure, number one. Number two, that's why we have a clerk's office. So you want to expound on that, Janet?
Sure. This is not something that the Recall Shasta people dreamed up out of their own minds and then decided to do something new. It's a recall procedure. It's in the California State Code. It follows a set of rules. They have been working with the county clerk's office the whole time to do this righteously, legally, according to the rules. There's nothing corrupt about it. There's nothing wild and crazy about it. There's a quotation on this ad from the Record Searchlight: extensive and flagrant violations of state campaign laws. From where? What does that have to do with anything? Taken out of context. They might as well have taken a quotation from the latest murder trial in Shasta County and plastered this on here. It has absolutely no relevance. Campaign money laundering. Who's been campaign money laundering? This whole ad is so full of lies and misleading statements that it comes very close to libel.
And do you know what they're counting on? They're counting on the ignorant. They're counting on the misinformed, ill-informed, uninformed potential voters to read that, to sink their teeth into it, and to cast their vote accordingly. And that's all they're counting on. They're not counting on everybody out there that, you know, has two brain cells to snap together to make things work and to read information and to read between the lines and to hear what's going on and to do their own homework and investigation. It doesn't take very long to get on the internet to do some information seeking on all of this stuff to find out what's going on. And even though they have some There was, I guess, a quote on there on that ad. I haven't seen it yet because I haven't received it. Oh, thank you. It says, KQMS, FPPC opens investigation into organizers of Shasta recall effort. Okay, so News Talk Radio. So now they're talking about the conservative radio station of Shasta County, which by all means, except for anything other than morning show, is conservative.
Well,
the only ones that aren't is the morning show for KQMS, just so we're all abundantly clear on that. So that's where they've sunk their teeth into.
Interesting, too. They're saying stop, don't back this recall, because there are numerous investigations, including alleged fraud, campaign money laundering, and others. Well, who is alleging it? Shasta Forward.
Right.
I mean, you turn in complaints, and then you call for an investigation so you can hammer your opponents. They are the people backing this, calling for an investigation. It's dirty, and they're acting as if they have the right to their positions, and we don't have the right to question them.
Well, here's the thing. Nothing specific. Nothing on this ad is specific, folks. There's nothing there that has anything other than innuendo and platitudes. There's nothing there. Nothing specific about any particular person. If you've received something about Mr. Modi in the mail, you'll see there are specifics. Yes, misfeasance. Yes, the grand jury did, and the board of supervisors did censor him. Now, here's the question I think that a lot of people need to ask themselves. We've had the DA investigators, and I've said this before, we've all said this before, that are understaffed, overworked, running behind. The DA herself has been on Carl Bott's program many times and has spoken about the fact that, they're a year behind. It's hard to put together a jury. It was really hard for her during COVID because there were she could get 15 maybe together. All these different things were going on. And, how do they prioritize where they send their DA investigators? For example, is a priority going to see Alyssa McEwen, a mother of two, whose husband works in law enforcement with impeccable character, Ronin Lund, who works for the state, who basically has impeccable character? Why are they being visited, and why are they? And how is that standard procedure? Is it standard procedure for the DA to send an investigator to a board of supervisors meeting to do what? Why was she there? She told me she was there because of a gentleman named Vlad. That's what the DA investigator told me. But why was she there when you already have two capable deputy sheriffs? In case there's anything that goes wrong or anything that happens, they're very capable in handling it. Anybody have an answer to those questions?
I do have one more comment here. The particularly vicious lie is at the bottom of the flyer. It says, do not sign their petition and allow them to use your address and personal information in their corrupt campaign. That is an absolute lie. Your personal information is not going to be made public if you sign that petition. Don't fall for it. They are lying to you. These are not honorable, decent people. Do not fall into their trap. Sign the petition. Your name is not going to be plastered on the front page of the Record Searchlight. They're lying. They're liars. Go ahead. Sue me.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, how come you're not looking into Shasta Forward, Stephanie? Stephanie, how come you're not looking into Shasta Forward? Can you hear me? And how come you won't come on the program with Mark Ken on Sovereign Minds?
Was it Shasta Forward who requested that the DA send investigators out?
We don't know.
Interesting question.
Maybe Chris knows.
Well, I have a question for Stephanie. Speaking of Stephanie, approximately 2 years ago, I know a guy very well who's was going through a divorce, and his ex-wife took a firearm unauthorized from him, and this said firearm ended up in the hands of her felon boyfriend inside of a stolen truck pulling a stolen trailer full of stolen goods. The gun could be tied to him because it was registered to my friend, and this was 2 years ago. Now, the same felon has been caught again in another county with another stolen truck and another stolen gun and methamphetamine meth in his pocket. He's a habitual criminal. Stephanie Bridget could have taken him off the streets 2 years ago, but never did an investigation, never subpoenaed, never questioned. My friend was never contacted about the stolen gun that was found in the possession of a felon. Now, apparently, she didn't have time to go get a habitual criminal off the street. But apparently she has time to send investigators to Alyssa McEwen's house. I mean, are you kidding me, Stephanie? Stephanie, where are you? If you need to get a hold of me, there's people at this radio station that get a hold of me. If you want to go ahead and harass one of our other members of the recall team, they can get a hold of me too, Stephanie. If you really care about crime in this county, oh, but nothing's political, is it? No, you have a habitual criminal in possession of a stolen firearm, and you do absolutely nothing.
Chris, has that firearm been returned to the owner?
No, that firearm is still in evidence down in Shasta County.
Are you kidding me, Chris?
Nope. Nope.
After 2 years.
2 years.
And she's gone, and she's sending investigators out to talk to two women?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, it's just, and I believe she sent that off to the Secretary of State, finally, her findings. Your findings on what, Stephanie? Oh, you can't talk about the case, but can you talk about how you prioritize your department? And that you can talk about, but you avoid that question too, don't you?
And that's a case that the public defender's office knows nothing about. You have a case with these two women, but yet when the public defender's office is a question, there is no case. So where is that case? Where is the case on Alyssa that nobody else knows about this case but you, apparently?
Yeah, well, we know some other law-abiding citizens, some prominent citizens that have been visited because of different issues also. You know, Stephanie, here's the deal. You need to come on a radio station. You need to come public because we're not stopping here. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of corruption. We're not afraid of people that misuse law-abiding citizens to gain power for themselves. And when you go on a radio station, a radio program, like you did, and you bring in a buffer, someone who's running for attorney general, that's your buffer, so you didn't have to answer any questions. And, oh, I can't talk about ongoing investigations. We're not asking about an ongoing investigation. We're asking how you prioritize your people. That's something that your employers are asking you, Stephanie.
This flyer that we are referring to is the very reason that we have a recall. This is it. This is the corruption in our county. This is the trash, the dirt that is being thrown at the citizens that we have decided to fight.
Well, isn't it kind of ironic that those who we have the most trouble with at the very moment are elected officials? They're put into office by our votes. So they need to be taken out of office by our votes, whether it be a recall or when they come due on the next election, whenever that might be. So that's our job. Corrective action is to remove them from office. None of us would stand for any of this behavior from our children. None of us. Not one of us would do that.
Or our employees.
Oh, they are our employees.
I forgot. Oh, my gosh.
So, therefore, we have to make some corrective actions. Sometimes it's a little painful. Not for us. It would be for them. But it's going to be a little painful. And guess what? Some people are going to be just distraught that they're taken out of office. Well, too damn bad. Guess what? They're doing illegal actions here. We know it. And there are things that we haven't even scratched the surface on yet, that we haven't exposed yet. A lot of us know about some of this stuff, but we haven't put it out there yet. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming.
Boy.
It's coming for the DA. It's coming for the Board of Supervisors. It's coming for the sheriff. It's coming for the county attorney. I mean, the CAO. I mean, good grief. How much farther does this cesspool have to spin around in the hole before it actually gets drained? We've got to get it taken care of, folks.
Let's look to the future. Elections, 2022. I think Joe Comente comes up for re-election in 2022. 2024 is Modi and Mary Rickert. Does Shasta County use Dominion voting machines?
Yes, it does.
Can we trust elections in the future?
According to Kathy Darlington, we can.
I don't believe Kathleen Darling, whatever her last name is now. We have suspect voting machines. It's time to clean house. And I don't mean run the vacuum cleaner. I mean get the guy in to soak those carpets and suck up the dirt.
Well, you know, when we talk about our ex-sheriff, he now got a promotion, another 34% a year, to be in a position that Shasta County's never had before. But apparently they felt it necessary. I wonder why they would create a position for someone. Why would they do that? Could it be something hush-hush? Could it be hush-hush?
It's called corruption, and corruption runs deep.
They're trying to get in every facet of the county to protect themselves, to protect their backsides. They are trying to protect whatever they can to keep the system going the way they have it going. And that's not going to happen because guess what? There are people that work for the county, good quality individuals that work for the county that see this sickening stuff happening. They're done. They are absolutely done with it. And they're in all kinds of positions throughout the county. And believe me, those that have already come forward and talked to us about stuff are sick of it. But just wait until more things start happening and how many more people will come forward once the threat of termination and any other threats are removed.
Well, we have a phone caller. Nick, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good. On the way home, I heard you running down Stephanie Bridget. And I wanted to point out that she is prosecuting some cases. Carlos Cepeda got some liquid on Nathan What's-His-Face, and she's prosecuting him for assault. Now, you've got to start low and work your way up if you're not experienced prosecuting hard crimes. Did you take that into consideration?
Yeah, Nick, we took that into consideration.
That is a heavy misdemeanor.
It is. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of that, Nick, I saw some kids down at Kids Kingdom throwing water balloons. And I'm thinking they ought to send the paddy wagon down there and round up the whole crew of them. If you're going to splash water on somebody, by golly, you can't let this go on in our county.
Nope. By God, you know, maybe she could send a couple of district attorney investigators down there to take care of that. And, you know, being she won't come on one of the conservative shows, maybe she'll go on the Saturday show. Comedy Hour from 9 to 10? I'll let it go. Have a great day.
Thanks, yeah. Nick.
What was Nick's comment? Home skillet?
Home skillet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's worth going back and listening to the show just for that phrase.
It is.
That was classic.
Hilarious. Anyway, yeah, you know, when you think about this, Stephanie, how come you're not investigating Shasta Forward? And here you're investigating somebody on a battery charge that threw water on someone else, yet that someone else goes back and gets a gun, and that's okay? Are you serious?
And his gun hasn't been confiscated.
Yeah. And you're hiding, Stephanie. You're hiding on these programs. Or maybe you'll go on the Saturday program with Mary Rickert, that good conservative Mary Rickert. That good conservative who won't come on our program, won't come on. She won't even go on Carl's program. She won't go on anybody's program, but she's happy to go on a progressive program, that good conservative. That good conservative Mary Rickert.
You know, to be fair, I have never heard her claim to be conservative, only Republican. Which are not the same thing at all.
Yeah, there could be a gap there.
You know, we always think of the American Revolution as being the time during which we fought in a war from 1775 to 1781. But actually, the American Revolution began in 1760. The revolution was going on for 15 years before we finally picked up our guns and made it clear that we were not going to take any more. Consider what we are doing now to be a new revolution. We're not shooting. We're not fighting overtly. But we have told our government that we are not going to take it anymore, that we are looking for something new. We are looking for an end to the corruption. We are in a revolution. Just look around you. The people are fed up.
Wow, we're well on our way then, aren't we, if we're using that 15-year mark?
That's right. We're in the middle of it.
You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that hasn't been mentioned is, and I wonder if this is as much of a priority for the DA as the issue with the water being thrown at Nathan Blaze, and that is Kathy Stainbrook being slapped.
Oh, that's nothing.
An actual assault.
Yeah.
You know, and so, Stephanie, where are you? You know, really and truly, she's an elected official. She will use, it seems as if the DA's office is using their authority and power and fear to intimidate.
Kind of reminds me of the IRS several years ago, weaponized and going after their political opponents. Although she was on the morning show saying that her office isn't political at all. I kind of disagree with that.
If you're elected to office, you are political.
You are political. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we need to, you know, we need to start looking, folks, and growing up on this deal. These are not public servants. This is corruption. You've heard it 100 times. When you have flyers that come out with just broad statements that can be taken out of context, and you have a situation where people are lying, they are covering up, it's obvious. I mean, Misfeasance. How did you get to misfeasance, what Modi did, from malfeasance?
I was just going to ask you that same question, Terry, because I've heard a pretty good rumor on that. Have you heard that rumor, Ron?
I have. There's a trade going on.
Yeah. It seems like someone else's husband did the same exact thing, and that same someone convinced the grand jury to change it from malfeasance to misfeasance, because if Leonard Modi was ended up convicting of that crime, a certain person's husband may be convicted also. Yeah. That's the rumor I've heard. I have not verified that, but I've heard that on pretty good sources that, it might be Stephanie Bridget's own husband was doing the same thing as Leonard Modi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll have to come back to that because we've got to go to a break right now. But we'll come back to that. Thank you, Chris. Way to segue us, brother. Time has come.
For 51.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, we've gone full circle there. Well, we're doing another show here in Jefferson, and we're going to see what we've got on the docket here, so to speak. At some point, we'll be on the docket. But right now, we're...
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bob Dylan. Yep, that must be Sally Lou. Sally Lou sending us that fine music. Well, we're here with Janet Chandler and Chris Kellstrom, Wynn and I are, and Pat, our producer. How are you, brother?
Good morning to you guys.
Yes, and I want to pass this over to Chris. He had some thoughts. We always like it when Chris has thoughts because he articulates them so well.
Well, I was just commenting, there is the four of us in this room, and so far there's no investigators from the DA's office, but we're expecting them shortly. So I would like to quote, for any of you out there that do get a call for a visit from the DA's office or the FBI or the parole department or the police department, because all those things have been sent on Shasta recalls, proponents. Mm-hmm. If you do, I suggest you quote our ex-appointed sheriff, Mangrini, and he said something to the effect of F something them. So that's probably what you should tell them.
F them? Just say F them?
I think so, yes. Okay. I'm not sure what it stands for, but that's what you should, that would be my recommendation. If they come to your door, that's what you should tell them.
Well, he claims in a conversation, he claims that he didn't say that. So I asked him, well, what would they have to gain? What would all the people you work with, the people you work alongside, and the people that work under you, what would they have to gain? if they're all lying about you? Why would they lie about you? Anybody have an answer to that one?
It's obviously there is nothing that they would have to gain by lying. In
right.
fact, the opposite is true. They have something to lose by actually saying that. But apparently it was important enough to them to get it out.
Knowing there would be repercussions.
Yeah.
Probably from the DA's office.
I think there are a lot of people out there that are just fed up. We're tired.
And, too, the law enforcement, they understand what's really going on here locally. And they know far more than we do about how dirty it is. So they're seeing it come to fruition. So they felt compelled with a unanimous vote to do what they did, and then to draft letters the way they did. So you're right, Janet. They're putting everything on the line because they know how bad it is.
They've got a lot to lose, and they're willing to stand up.
That's right.
Which means we need to back them.
We absolutely need to back them.
Yeah, you know, we had a good experience with RPD. We did a protest, not a protest, we did a recall signing over on public property, and this was on the 4th of July. And we were told by the person who was having the event, came out and said, you can't be out here. Well, why not? Well, you have to move the library. Well, how come? He said, you can't be out here. I said, we're on public property. He says, no, I rented this. I rented this whole area. This whole area is mine, Tiger Field. This whole area is mine, and, you know, you can't be out here. And I already talked to the police. I go, great, send him out here. I'd like to talk to him, too. Because the way I understand it, that we can be anywhere we want as long as we're on public property and we have the First Amendment right to be here. I said, by the way, you're breaking the law. Title 18, Code Section 241, you're trying to stop us from our constitutionally protected right. That's a felony, Mr. Baseball. You know, and the deal is that, you know, you just can't come out here. So he trots off and, you know, goes, gets on his phone, and a young police officer comes out. Ruiz was his name. Comes out, he talks to this gentleman, that's a term I'm using loosely. The police officer comes away from there. You could see the gentleman was agitated. He was on the other side of the fence, of course. And the police officer came out and said, hey, this is your constitutionally protected right. You're on public property as long as you don't interfere with anything going on. I go, well, no, you know, there's like, we're just sitting out here. The girls are in their sundresses. We're just sitting out here on the table enjoying the shade and actually pretty happy about being able to use our constitutionally protected rights. He says you have the absolute right to be here as long as you want. He came back a little while later, came by, waved. We waved at him. So, you know, I think that the rank and file at RPD are, you know, those guys are trying to do what they need to do. They have families here, too. They're part of the community, too. And I think our rank and file police have been good. There was another officer who drove by us. So I'm not sure if it was a it was a higher-ranking officer. I'm not sure if it was the chief or not, but they waved, and, you know, nothing really happened there. Point being is that people throw their weight around. They lie. They say that they're going to do something to you, and I was really thankful that the police stood up for us and knew that we were constitutionally protected. So that's kind of a shout-out to RPD, and with that, we have Chris on the phone. Hey, Chris, what say you?
Good morning, Chris. Are you there?
Good morning, Chris. You there?
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Earth to Chris. Okay, so we have Zora. Zora's on the phone. At least that's what Pat wrote on there, Z-O-R-A.
Hey, Pat, is anybody on the
phone?
Hey,
Pat, is anybody on the phone? Okay. Well, we're going to go away, I guess, from the phone calls.
Yep.
I do, talking about knowing your rights and where you can be, and there is on YouTube a site. And it's called Audit the Audit. Go to YouTube and just plug in Audit the Audit. And there are numerous videos that show what you can and can't do. Interactions between citizens and the police, upholding their own rights under the First Amendment primarily. And not only does it show the interaction, but it stops and explains what particular statutes are being violated or what you can do and where the police is wrong and where the person is right. It's just like a little mini educational system right there on your rights under the Constitution. Audit the Audit. Hmm. And there's another one that's also good, Amagansett Press, and that's on YouTube also. Look at these. See what other people are doing. See how they are standing up. And I think the one thing you will come away with is if you are confronted by law enforcement, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Don't talk.
Not a word. Anyway, with that, we'll go to Chris, I think. Is that right? We have him back? Chris or him or her? Or Chris, are you there? Okay, now I'm getting a commercial.
Hello?
Hello, oh, there Chris. Are. There you are.
Hey, Chris.
This is Chris. Yeah, I was, I'm kind of a fruit inspector. I try to look at fruit and see if there's a good piece of fruit or a bad piece of fruit. And I was kind of thinking about this Magrini issue and what's happened there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep. Go ahead.
And I was just kind of looking at this thing, and I was wondering, could there be something going on with either the next year's budget or labor negotiations where he wasn't going to cave for everything that they were demanding? And they started a group to get rid of him because he would not cave to their demands?
Well, I can answer that.
Okay.
In a conversation I had with him, he basically said he couldn't understand why they did it either because he was responsible for getting them the 23% raise. So, Chris, if you're inspecting the fruit, why would somebody who got him a 23% raise then want to go back and negotiate something down when he negotiated the largest raise that the sheriff department's had in history? So really and truly, you know, the deal is that regardless of any of that, okay, so he didn't say those things. Regardless of that, if that's the case, why didn't he just stay the course and stay with the job? I'm standing here. I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to still continue to do my job and let them do what they're going to do. He told me that he was exonerated from that. Well, if he was, then why didn't he just stay and do his job, number one? Number two, why did they offer him a raise? You've got to look at the fruit. Let's look at all the fruit. Why do you get a 34% raise? To go into a position, really and truly, that we've never had before. And is he that tough of a negotiator? And why is he even negotiating that? I mean, really and truly, that none of that really holds water. But we've got to go to our next caller, Zora. I think that's what it says here. I apologize if that's not your name. That's what was written. Zora? Well, Zora's gone.
Hey, I was going to get back with Chris. Maybe it's because we have the same name, we think alike. But, I have some questions on the Mangarini thing, too. Because, I mean, maybe it's just because, personally, I like the guy. I mean, I've met the guy several times. I like the guy. I honestly thought he was doing a better job, in my opinion, than Basenko was doing. I was happy with him on board. I thought he was doing a great job. And this kind of came as a surprise to me, this whole thing. And I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, is there something else going on there we're not seeing? Is there something else in the background we're not seeing? I mean, is it the union's trying to get him out of there for some reason? I don't know. But I'm with you, Chris. I have some serious questions there too. I don't know. I really like Eric. He's a good dude. Every time I've met him, he seems like an awful good guy. Maybe I should just talk to him one day about what's really going on or where this all came from, but yeah, I'm with you. I got a few questions myself.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea for you to do that because we did have a half an hour conversation, he and I, and a lot of this stuff. You know, I wasn't really satisfied with the answers because I wasn't really getting them, but I hear you. I mean, you wonder why this happened, but again, he negotiated them up. So why would you hire him to negotiate him down? He negotiated him up. I mean, everything he did, and this is rank and file guys, because I talked to a lot of rank and file guys that are in the sheriff's department. They were very lukewarm on him. They were actually more prone to be warmer with Barnhart. Is Zora still on the line, Pat? Or because you got her name up there, buddy? No, Zora's gone.
Poor Pat's working on this antiquated system we have here.
Yes, it's not the funnest system in the world to work in. And we hear you, brother. It's okay. That's why we'll buy you a donut next week. You get a donut. What's your favorite donut, buddy?
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
All of these questions that we're asking lead back to one thing, and that's the lack of transparency. If there is a problem, tell us. We're the people. We're the taxpayers. We fund this whole show. Why don't we know if there are problems between the sheriffs and the unions? Why aren't we being told? Why is everything a big secret? Why do we sit here in the dark and do nothing but dole out the dollars out of our hard-earned paychecks? We need transparency. I think it was really funny. I think Mary Rickert made the comment that she wants this whole recall thing to be over so the people can get back and work together. Are you kidding me? Mrs. Rickert, we're never going to work together.
I'm glad you didn't quote her other comment because Pat would have had to buzz you on that one.
Oh, you mean the... Les Ball, I'm tired of your BS.
That would be the comment, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can understand. We are all frustrated. But that's the problem. We're not working together because our supervisors are not working for us or with us. They're working against us. And even if the recall failed, that would not change on their part. We cannot work with people who do not support and represent us.
You know, and I want to just touch on the Magrini thing a little bit more, and that is I like him too.
Yeah.
In fact, he double dated with my son in high school, and actually went out with my daughter-in-law. So I didn't ever have a bone to pick, except that when you start getting a lot of mixed messages and you talk to somebody and the answers weren't forthcoming as far as why'd this happen? Why do you think this happened? What's going on with this? Why'd you take the raise? The one comment he did make to me is, well, they found Jesus Christ guilty too. And I said, well, really, but, you know, Jesus Christ did stand up for himself, especially with the money changers, as Paul did, stood up to the Romans when he was illegally arrested and said he was a citizen of Rome. I go, why didn't you just stand up for yourself? And he just kind of smiled a little bit and shrugged his shoulders. And I said, well, you know, the thing is that why didn't you just stay the course? You know, if you're there, you loved what you were doing, why'd you stay the course? And the other question I had is that, you know, really and truly, if you really want to help the people, why did you take a job that now creates more taxpayer money? And why did you take a job that pays you almost 40% more, 40 grand more a year? Why didn't you just keep the same salary?
Again, transparency.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know,
we need to know because we foot the bills.
Okay, do we really have Zora? Is it really Zora? And is Zora, are you really there?
Good morning.
Zora?
Hello.
Oh, no. My name is Dolores.
Dolores.
Oh, Dolores. This is Dolores. Okay.
Yes, hi,
you've been, here as Zora the whole time.
Oh, that's a new
you
one.
Like that? We can name
yeah,
you Zora.
Yeah, good. Okay. The reason I was calling you is because Stephanie Bridget is actually following Steve Carlton's steps because back in 2012, Steve Carlton did the same thing to me. The person you have to be careful is Kathy Darling. Kathy Darling back in 2012, actually when it came down to a recall, when they were recalling me, she went in there and changed the rules, the laws, to allow Kate Covey, a person from another city, to allow her to circulate and gather signatures. So the person you really got to be worried about is Kathy Darling. She will do the same. So let's not forget to not focus on her because she is capable of breaking laws. I have the transcript. If anybody wants a copy of those to see that, she was put on the stand She was put on the stand on my case, and they asked her who gave her authorization to change the rules.
And you know, Dolores, I think she got into her position the same way Mangrini did. Did she not? Didn't Steve Carlton end up not finishing out his term, and then she was kind of appointed to that position and then came in as the incumbent? Is that not what happened?
Yes, correct. The
right.
same.
That's,
yes,
that's the way things happen in good old Shasta County. We don't have
Absolutely.
Elections. We just bring people in and then make them the incumbent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and I see. And I see they're doing the same thing, are targeting these women, and now they're trying to come up with saying, oh, they're committing voter fraud. Well, that's what they did with me. They claimed that I had committed voter fraud when I was actually reporting the crime of voter fraud in the city of Shasta Lake. So, like I said, the one you got to worry about, the last person who's going to check those signatures is Kathy Darling.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, she was on Sovereign Minds, and she was on for 2 hours on Sovereign Minds. Took the heat, took the questions, and she was saying that the signatures were fine, everything was fine with the recall, there wasn't a problem with the recall, and then the next thing you know, Stephanie Bridget pulls her stuff. So here's the question. What are these guys all hiding? I think that Janet Chandler, thank you, Dolores, have a good day, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you, Dolores.
I think that Janet hit the nail on the head, and that's something I want to throw out to both Chris and Janet. I think the deal is, whether it's Magrini or whether it's Stephanie Bridget, whether it's the supervisors, no matter who it is, where's the transparency?
Oh, that's my complaint too with this Shasta Forward stuff. They're complaining that the recall people aren't being transparent. Well, who's paying for this? I have a campaign brochure here that cost a pretty penny to send out. Who paid for this?
And there's two quotes on there from our wonderful newspaper, The Record Searchlight. Where are they investigating this thing? Are they anywhere looking into some of this transparency? I mean,
no.
Obviously, no. they're
just the hand puppet.
Reputable enough to put on this flyer twice.
Yeah.
I think that what you ought to do is take this thing and return to sender.
It won't go anywhere. It's not first class mail. It won't get the back to them. The post office.
So maybe your idea of leaving them all at the address here, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a real address?
I don't know. But if it's not, I'm going to turn them in to the
FPPC.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chris because then I feel protected.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take you.
He's bigger. Oh, and you too. You're both better shots than I am. But, yeah, I mean, you know, as you look at all this stuff going forward, and you know, and I know that Dolores, I've talked to her at length about a lot of the things that happened with her, when you look at all these different things, I mean, you know, a lot of times you say, well, there's two sides to every story. I don't know if there's two sides to this story in Shasta County. I really don't know that. I don't think there was two sides to Pharaoh. I don't think there was two sides to Hitler. I don't think there was two sides to Mussolini. I don't think there's two sides to Modi.
Well, there can be two sides, but only one side is the truth. I mean, Dr. Phil always says no matter how thin you make a pancake, it always has two sides. But one side can be right and the other side can be all burned.
I like that. Maybe I should start watching Dr. Phil.
Yes. Everything you need to know in life comes from Dr. Phil.
So, Chris, what are your thoughts on going forward here with the folks? I mean, what would you tell the uninformed voter right now? What would you tell someone about all of this? What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, an uninformed voter, I really think, you know, hey, let's go ahead and do the recall. And then at that point, they can plead their case and tell you what great people they are and all they've done for Shasta County. We can plead our case and kind of point out what we don't think they have done for Shasta County. And then it'll be up for the voters to decide whether they want to recall them or not. So, I mean, just to stop the recall is kind of, it's like trying to stop an election. You know, hey, I'm going to run against somebody, but I don't want him to run. So I'm going to try to stop him from running. No, this is a recall. Let us get the recall on the ballot, and then let the voters decide from that point on. I mean, you wouldn't stop a political race in the middle of a political race and kick one opponent out. It sure be a lot easier if you were the other opponent, but that's not how you do things. So let's go ahead and collect the signatures. Let's get this on the recall. You know, if you're an uninformed voter and not sure, go ahead and sign the thing, get them on the recall, and then you can hear them plead their case and decide whether you want to recall them or not.
They don't want to have to answer any questions whatsoever because they know that they are going to be compelled to speak publicly about why they should remain in office when the recall is found to be viable, and then we start the election process. So once that election process it tips over to begin the election process, they are going to be forced, and they know it wholeheartedly, that everybody out there, including all of us in this room and everybody else out there, we're going to be pushing hard and fast for them to publicly speak and to answer questions. And they can't do it. And they know they can't do it.
They're going to hope for a no vote from you based on their records. And it's going to be kind of interesting watching them tell you what their records are to convince you to vote against the recall.
Absolutely. Yep. So they know they're in a hot flipping mess and it's not going to work for them. So they have to pull out all the stops. So these expensive flyers that have been mailed out, and I feel kind of jilted. I didn't get one in the mail.
Well, I didn't either. This was actually addressed to my husband.
Oh, yeah. Well.
This is actually addressed to my wife. I didn't get one either.
you're in the wrong district. I'm in the wrong district because I didn't get one either. But
well, I'm in her district.
No, this has nothing to do with district.
It's the county. They're doing it in the whole county.
Here's the thing I think that Janet hit the nail on the head with at the very beginning of this program. I think she nailed it right there. Why would you send a negative thing like this? You're assuming that this has to be stopped because you're afraid. I mean, why not send something out about all the good things you've done, all the things you've helped Shasta County with, all the great accomplishments, Mr. Modi, the great accomplishments,
they don't have
Mr. Comente.
Hey.
I mean, what are these, why not, Mary, what about your great accomplishments? How come that isn't out
Maybe
there?
That's the one win and I got. That's why there was nothing there.
Lori is on the line. Lori, what say you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great. Hey, I didn't get a flyer either.
Surprise, surprise. Welcome to the team.
You got the list of all the good things they've done, Lori.
Oh, my goodness. Good thing. I'd like to see one, so save one for a souvenir, I guess. I don't know, but I was going to call in and check in before you have a break on Splashgate and just how unfair this is. And, indeed, many people are asking. There was a volume of us Wednesday night on the 7th at the steps of the courthouse, and I was really appreciative of everybody coming forward, taking turns talking. And, no, we weren't cutting ourselves off after 3 minutes like happens at the Board of Supervisors public comment. We had a very enthusiastic group of people coming together, and especially those that have been victimized and, or my preferred word, is targeted by Nathan Eugene Pinckney. I'm going to be there Monday morning, probably just more taking notes and taking pictures or, you know, being a witness to what's going on with this process. And I want to extend a little bit further that video of Nathan Pinckney up in Seattle last year. There is a 32-minute video on YouTube, and if you don't mind, I'll give that because people, he's admitting he's the leader of BLM Antifa. He's organizing the protest that we had in Reading, and that's at the two-minute marker. This is a complete video that should exonerate everything with what Carlos Zapata has had to deal with regarding and Patrick Jones, too, being labeled a domestic terrorist. And I agree. There's so much involvement with Mr. Pinckney. So if you want, folks, I'll tell you the name of the video, and I'll leave with one other comment. It's called the Plex, P-L-E-X, Highlight, Interview with Nathan Blaze for CHAZ, C-H-A-Z, and CHOP, C-H-O-P, Autonomous Zone, Seattle. And it's 32 minutes, 4 seconds long. It was done June 22nd, 2020, last year. There's three people interviewing him on the phone, and Mr. Pinckney is bragging and boasting on how popular he is, how valuable he is, and that they're in the infancy of this new democracy. And he was in the zone, and he said, oh, they have beautiful artwork. It's not graffiti. I mean, it's completely unbelievable to digest that. So I strongly suggest people, if you have the Internet, go look at that. And then I wanted to clarify
Hey, Lori, quick question. Can you, in a nutshell, tighten it up a little bit on where we look? Because what you said, I got two words written down, and then you kept on going, and I have no idea where the hell that went. So tell me exactly where...
The name of this YouTube video is what I'm trying to state.
Okay.
It's a very long title, and I've watched it, and I've taken the minute markers. All you type in is exactly the title, Plex with a P. I already put it down. Plex Highlight Interview with Nathan Blaze, spelled B-L-A-Z-E. He has several ways he spells his satirical, comical name. And then it continues with from CHAZ, capital letters, C-H-A-Z, /CHOP, also in capital letters, Autonomous Zone, Seattle. That's the full title. And there's no comments. Last time I looked, Friday, Saturday, no comments. So they're not disabled, so trust me, I'm going in to make some comments on that. And then if I could close out with this clarification from the last show. When people use the term racial terms of some kind, or people of color, or they call people of color colored people, if you're white and it's not okay, I consider that problematic. And I corrected this host several times on the telephone calls that I used to have with him. And when I finally had a phone...
Lori, I hate to interrupt you, but Chris has something he wants to shoot back to you, okay?
Okay.
Let's stay on one subject, so stay with us. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say, if you go out there to YouTube and you punch in Nathan Blaze CHAZ, it'll bring you right to the video that she's talking about. So I just did that. So Nathan Blaze CHAZ, it'll bring you right to that big, giant, long name of that video, so... Go to
Very
YouTube,
good.
Nathan Blaze. And then also, Lori, thank you for bringing up tomorrow's court case, because I think we should probably talk about that.
Yeah.
We need some people in that courtroom tomorrow. I believe it's 8:30, courthouse 10, or courtroom 10, is that correct?
Yeah, 10, and I think it's Judge Flynn.
Okay, so we should probably show the county what we think of exactly bringing
And I think we have the right to be there. I don't think you have to have a citation, or you don't have to be the person involved, named, or have some paperwork. You can be John Q. Public or Jane Q. Public and show up.
Yep.
We're peaceful, and we have
we
the right. It's our courthouse.
Do you think
anyway, thank
gonna...
you for letting me clarify that I am not okay with people using the term colored people. To me, that's... not okay in my book, and it's not okay
well,
in a lot of people that
we've
I
never used it here on this program, and we
I know.
Never would.
I'm
okay,
just saying.
So
I'm just trying to clarify.
Okay, we only have a minute, Lori.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so Lee, you're going to have to call in during the next program. You can call in because Sovereign Minds comes up right after that, and I think that they're going to ask a couple of these folks to stay over if they want to. So you can call into Sovereign Minds. We kind of blend in together. So with that, because we got 30 seconds.
Hold up this brochure. Take a big, deep whiff. Smell it. It smells just like desperation.
I was thinking swamp. So kind of swampy.
These people have no ammunition to fight.
Okay, well, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done. Sorry, guys.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.